Earlier, I spoke to a Killarney-based astrophotographer called Goran Loncher. He's shortlisted in two categories of the final of the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies annual Reach for the Stars astrophotography competition. The Institute is currently inviting the public to vote for their favourite shortlisted images. Now, if you've ever looked up at the night sky over Kerry recently, you may have been lucky enough to catch a glimpse of the Northern Lights or the Milky Way or even a meteor shower. So our dark skies provide some of the best stargazing opportunities in all of Europe. And obviously, this is a treasure trove, for astrophotographers and stargazers alike. So there's a constant source of inspiration. I started by asking Goran about how Kerry became his adopted home.
I'm originally from Croatia, but I moved here in Killarney in 2015. Killarney, like all the Kerry, has some beautiful, beautiful landscapes, seascapes, a lot of things which you can take photos of, especially in the night sky here. It's absolutely amazing.
So was it there you got into photography, or where did you get into photography?
In my hometown. To be fair, like, I bought a camera for my wife, and in some moments we just switched the roles and I took the camera. And then I...
So it was more of a gift for yourself, really.
At the end, it's looking like that. So photography is very technical, and you need to do a lot of research and a lot of digging through the internet. Especially YouTube was amazing place to go to look for tutorials, how to do certain things, especially for the night sky photography, because night sky photography is very, very technical. It could be very simple, just put your camera on a tripod. But if you want to pull out maximum details and for your pictures to pop, you really, really need to get in the game.
And was it astrophotography that you began with, or where did you start?
So basically I started with the cats and dogs, like everybody, cats and dogs and random house items. And then I progressed little by little to the landscape. I tried a little bit street photography, but not for me. I like to be me with myself, to go on some remote location and just enjoy the scenery. And that's my 10 minutes alone. That 10 minutes can be sometimes 6 hours. Depends. Depends on situation. But in general, the start was very humble, and it was not...
When did you realize I could be quite good at this, do this seriously?
To be fair, I am still not thinking that I'm good.
I have your CV in front of me and your list of awards, so I would beg to differ.
So yeah, I'm trying, like, the all the time I'm seeing some mistakes in my photography and how it can be improved. Yes, I'm on some level, but that can be way, way, way better than it actually is.
So how did you get into astrophotography, and what is astrophotography?
So it's basically capturing the night sky, stars, nebulas, moon, meteor showers, even those auroras what we have like in last 2 years, and we're going to have them for a year or two at least.
Great.
I started basically, my friend borrowed me one lens and I went to the Ross Castle myself first time. And after that, I was with my friend Sean from Kenmare. He was doing some landscapes, and he told me that he's going to go with his friend, Robert, that they will go to the Black Valley to take some photos during the night. It was an absolutely amazing night, no clouds, no wind, beautiful scenery there. Mm-hmm. And Robert actually showed me a few tricks how to do it and explained a few things about the night sky photography. And that was actually my biggest turn point to start doing the astrophotography.
You mentioned we have the aurora.
Aurora borealis, yes, yeah, Northern Lights.
The Northern Lights. And we'll have them hopefully for a year or two more.
Yeah, this year actually started pretty good. We already had some blasts of aurora. Unfortunately, the clouds was on the way.
Yeah, no, because I have an app on my phone that tells me when the Northern Lights are meant to be here. And I've had friends who have been able to capture things on their phone, obviously not remotely to your standard. But I find it so frustrating because I'm going out and the sky might be fairly clear. And I'm thinking, why can't I see it?
So to be fair, like, the Northern Lights can be tricky to capture if they are not strong, if they are like very faint. But with the phones today, you definitely can capture some beautiful pictures of the Northern Lights. I saw plenty of them. It's just about timing. So there is one app, it's literally called Aurora, and there is when Aurora should come.
Is it a bit like bird watching? Do you just wait? What exactly happens?
No, it could happen. Like for me, like I was before like 2 weeks at the top of Mall's Gap. Aurora forecast was not great at all. I went there to capture the Milky Way, our galaxy. And in one moment, I just saw the purples and greens going over the mountain. But for the three huge blasts in 2024, one was on 10th of May. I will never forget that day. It was absolutely amazing. That was actually my first time seeing the Northern Lights by myself. And it was so strong that you could see it with your eyes. It was more like a whitish, let's call it swords going through the sky, but it was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Next big blast we have on, again, 10th of October. That was one of the strongest aurora what I witnessed myself. In one moment I was there at the Macross house, and at the strongest point, it was almost like daylight for a few seconds, how strong that aurora hit. You have actually a picture in front of you.
I do. You have actually brought in several stunning photos. For the listener who can't see this, it actually looks like a super wide rainbow at night with all the colours. So it starts off at kind of purples and greens, and then it goes to like pinks and reds and nearly dark plum or something
yes,
like that.
Yes.
So it's a full spectrum. It's a stunning photo. And then Macross is almost in shadow then because it's nighttime. It was a stunning photo.
It was, I think, midnight or something like that.
So for people who are interested in getting into astrophotography, what would you recommend?
So for the start, some basic camera, like phones are great. Just put them on a tripod.
Okay.
Because every small movement in the longer exposures, you will get the trails from the stars and everything is going to look ghostly. It's very, very important to put it on tripod or even lean it to the rock or some wall or something.
Okay.
And just manual mode and try to do longest exposure and you should get something.
And are there any clubs you can join or anything like that?
So here in Kerry, we have Kerry Astronomy Club. It's an amazing club and they are having every second week, they have the meetings. They have guest speakers, some very, very interesting people coming from all around the Ireland. And they are talking about different subjects like the light pollution, space junk, and in general, what's going on with the night sky. This year, I was able to go with them for the visual observation of the night sky. So Patrick has a Skywatcher big telescope. We was looking through it and we saw the Andromeda galaxy, Pleiades, the Cigar galaxy, Jupiter, and you call actually Saturn. It's so amazing. I spent so many times behind the camera in middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
But this experience, when you are actually visually looking at the Jupiter and you can see the moons around and
oh my gosh,
we did a few other targets.
Mm-hmm.
We returned back to Jupiter and it was so interesting because you can see how he moved.
Wow.
So it's absolutely amazing and I can recommend to everybody just if they have a chance to go somewhere to do the live observation, it's completely different level. It's Astronomy Club, there are more for the night sky observations
okay.
and what's happening like the so for the astrophotography in Killarney, Kerry in general, in Ireland, there is no clubs. But there are some individuals, they are organizing workshops.
Okay.
Eventually, hopefully, one day I will run my workshops as well. For the workshops, it's great because you will go on the technical side, how to take the pictures, and then it's, again, like the editing side. And for the astrophotography, editing is 45% of the whole picture. Because I saw so many nice pictures, but they are poorly edited. It's very important.
For people who want to support you, I mentioned that you were in two categories of the final of the DIAS Reach for the Stars competition. You have two photos. One is at the Gap of Dunloe of a small house beneath the Orion constellation. And the other is crescent moon showing shadows. It's a bit unusual. What makes this photo so special and so beautiful?
So basically for the moon photo, that's something what I wanted to do long, long time. But last year I finally get my equipment to do it properly. the crescent moon, the illuminated side, what you actually can see when it's a crescent moon is there. But interesting thing, like the shadowy side is as well lit a bit.
Yes, you and can see both. You can see the crescent moon, but you can also see the rest of it,
yes.
But it's a different shade.
There is one phenomenon called earthshine.
Earthshine,
even,
okay.
Yes, even when moon is in a shadow, the sun is reflecting from the Earth's atmosphere, okay. And the clouds, and is sending little bit of light to the moon.
Okay.
And with long exposures with the camera, you can actually capture the dark side of the moon, the not illuminated side of the moon.
So the light is bouncing off the Earth,
yes.
Back onto the moon, and
yes.
That's why you can see the other part. Okay.
Yeah, and because of that, it's called the Earthshine.
Earthshine, okay. If people want to support you, now you might be too modest to ask for people to support you, but where can people see where they can vote in this competition and look at the photo? Even if they're just interested in seeing astrophotography, where can they find it?
So there is the reachforthestars.ie,
mm-hmm.
And there's all the shortlisted pictures there. And, of course, go through them, vote for what you like.
Yes, but if you want to support Kerry, you can, of course, support Goran. And then finally, do you have a website or an Instagram or something like that where people can check you out?
So I have the Instagram, Facebook, and my website is launcherphotography.com.
And that's spelled LONCAR.
Yes.
Goran, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having
Best
me.
Of luck in the competition.
Thank you.
If you are interested, you have until the 13th of July to vote, but I really would recommend having a look because the photos are absolutely stunning. Thanks again, Goran.
Thank you.